Now, the thrills and spills of the Soapbox Derby return to Billericay next bank holiday Monday, the 7th of May. It's been a fantastic success for the Rotary Club of Billericay in 2016 and 2017, with over 8,000 spectators last year and lots of lovely money raised for charity at home and abroad. And joining me now to tell us all about this great fun event are Club President Peter Green and Les Shepherd from the Rotary Club of Billericay. Hi, Peter and Les.
Hi, Bob.
Hello. Thank you for coming in today. So for anyone who might not know what a soapbox derby is, can you tell us what it's all about, please?
Well, sure. Soapbox is basically started off as something that kids put together using an old wooden soapbox and some pram wheels and basically pulled or pushed them down the road to have a bit of fun.
I remember it well. Yes.
I wish I didn't, but unfortunately I do. So a soapbox derby really is an opportunity for teams of about four local people to build a soapbox.
Yep.
And they really come up with some interesting designs.
I know.
And race it down the road in Billericay from Sun Corner towards Western Road.
Yeah, it's a fantastic event. I've been at both of the previous two. Looking back at last year's event, what are your memories of the day and how much was raised for charity?
Well, raising for charity, because that's the main purpose of the event. Well, two purposes, really. One is to give everybody in the town a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
And they certainly seem to do that.
Yeah.
For charity, we raised just under £37,000.
Oh, wow, that's fantastic.
Which is a huge amount for just one day's effort.
Absolutely brilliant. So what sort of charities are supported by the event?
Well, this year we've got charities locally and internationally. In fact, as we have done in previous years, locally it's local schools, Barrow Farm Riding for the Disabled and Little Havens Children's Hospice.
Yep.
And internationally, we're supporting MSF, that's Medicine Sans Frontières, Doctors Without Borders, and the Chernobyl Children's Lifeline, who bring kids over from Chernobyl, give them 4 weeks in this country, and that seems to be enough to add a couple of years to their life, just putting them into a pleasant environment.
Yes, we have had the Chernobyl Children's Lifeline people in for an interview. In fact, some of the children came in a couple of years ago, and I interviewed them, and they just seemed delighted to be here. You know, a bit of a language barrier trying to interview someone from there, but it was great fun, and the kids seemed to really enjoy themselves. And there's another one as well, I think, isn't there?
Rotary Foundation.
Yeah.
Rotary, if you probably may not know, but Rotary was really the first organisation that started the drive to end polio, started in the Philippines in 1985.
Right.
And we're now down from what at that point was 350,000 cases a year all over the world to last year, only 22 cases.
That's
so
amazing, isn't it?
We really think it's a charity worth supporting.
Yeah, so there's some great good causes there. Excellent. What I talk about the actual soapboxes themselves, I know because I've been, but they're all sorts of weird and wonderful creations. Can you tell us some of what we can expect to see this year, some of the entries you've had?
Well, we've certainly got some entries with interesting names. There's an Egyptian one, Tutankhamun, but it's not quite spelt the way you might think. It's Tut, T-O-O-T, Car, C-A-R, and Moon, M-O-O-N. There's an estate agent that have put in a team called Parabar Blinders.
Right.
And their team, instead of being Peaky Blinders, is Creaky Blinders. We've got Trojan Rabbits, we've got Monopoly Madness, we've got a team called Yabba Dabba Doo, there's a team called the Shaguar.
Right, we won't go too far into that one. Yes, okay. Now, of course, I think it's too late to enter a soapbox for this year, but you can't just enter with a pram, can you? You've got to build your soapbox to certain specifications. Could you give us an idea of some of them?
Well, the specifications, basically, obviously, no engine.
Right,
it's got to be gravity-powered. It needs to be less than 110 kilograms in weight.
Right.
Because, obviously, you get better acceleration the more mass there is.
Okay.
1.5 meters in width is the maximum size, and the wheel size, not more than 67 centimeters, with nothing sticking out, because obviously safety is key.
Now, I mean, that's the main reason to have these regulations, isn't it?
Yeah.
To keep the competitors safe and the watching public as well, I imagine. Yeah, we've not actually had one of the soapboxes crash into the crowd yet, I don't think.
No, we've had some really interesting crashes captured on video.
Yeah,
and they're all on our website if people want to look at them.
We want the crashes because the crowd enjoy the crashes, but as you say, obviously we want safety as well.
Absolutely.
So we insist on all the drivers wearing full protective headgear, proper motorcycle helmet, leather protection on elbows, etc.
And the course itself is very safe, isn't it? You've got barriers in front of all the spectators and everything.
Yes, we have barriers, we have fencing, and we insist that the public stays behind the fencing, and then in front of the fencing we have the sausages, as we refer to them, the big blue sort of long balloons, so that's the first line of defence if a cart were to go out of control.
Right.
So that's providing additional protection beyond the fencing.
Yeah.
And parents, they tend to want to get their small children in front for a good view, and they tend to start sitting them on the fence, but we have to make sure that that's not allowed, and get them back behind, and we only release a cart to run down the track if we're sure everybody is safely
placed. And you've got plenty of stewards.
Yes, we have marshals down the track, each responsible for a particular section, yes.
Yeah, brilliant. Okay, so as far as the actual course is concerned, it's a downhill course with some obstacles in the way. I'm guessing that each run is timed, so is it simply the fastest competitor that wins?
We do have a prize for the fastest go-kart down the track, but we have other prizes. We have basically three categories of entrants. So we have our student category, where a lot of the local schools have been involved in entering teams and with a bit of assistance creating their carts. We have a corporate category for companies to enter their carts. And we have our wacky racers. And they're the ones who really come along with the aim of entertaining the public.
Yeah.
And they will usually be dressed up in some form of fancy dress and the cart to match. And they put on a bit of a show beforehand to entertain the crowd before they do the run.
Yeah,
so we have a first, second and third in each of those categories, plus a single prize for the overall fastest cart on the day, because for some people taking part is all about how fast they can go. This is very a different emphasis to the wacky races.
Absolutely. So, I remember a team of cross-dressers last year, I think.
Yes. They've supported us the last 2 years and are back this year. So
yes.
We look forward to see what they're going to offer.
We won't tell you whose team the Shaguar is.
Oh, okay.
You can guess.
They're very lovely ladies, I think. Yeah. Now, it must be a massive task organising all this. What sort of preparations have you had to make so far? And also, is it a lot of work for your volunteers on the day?
Well, we wouldn't be able to run this event without massive support from all of the other voluntary organisations across the town.
Yeah.
So we'll be helped by the other Rotary Club in the town and other Rotary Clubs in the district as well, Roundtable and the Lions and Scouts and all sorts of organisations.
Yeah.
And basically, as soon as last year's event finished, pretty much next day we were thinking about, well, time to get planning for this year's. And we have health and safety, as we've said, is a key thing, so producing an event management plan and getting that approved by Basildon Council is a key part of the work during the year, and then we have to firm up on all the details for the food concessions on the site, and getting all the fencing contractor in place. All those sorts of things.
Yeah, and on the day itself, I believe you start very early in the morning preparing stuff, don't you?
Yeah, we start, first people are on site by 5 o'clock in the morning.
Wow, yeah.
The road itself closes at 6, so we have to get all the competitors on site by 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And in terms of going back to your previous question, the number of people we need to run the event takes over 70 people on the day.
Yeah.
Just to make sure the event goes without a hitch.
Yeah, well,
at least touch wood without a hitch.
Yeah, and I think it's brilliant the way you local organisations all support each other in the major events that go on in Billericay. You know, I mean, there's the Christmas market and Summerfest as well, and you all tend to support each other, don't you? It's very good. What about sponsorship? I know you get sponsorship from local businesses and people. Would you like to give some of them a mention?
Well, we had last couple of years, we've had a couple of major sponsors. But unfortunately, this year, at the last moment, they dropped out.
Oh, dear. Right.
So we really are reliant on the public coming along. We sell banners for advertising all along the track, and local businesses have stepped up and bought more of those this year.
Fantastic.
So that's a help.
Good.
But yeah, this year, we need the public to come along and help make sure that we raise as much money as we did last year.
Absolutely. Well, let's hope you get a day like this, and that'll bring the crowds out. Yeah, I mean, is it too late now for anybody to sponsor this year's event, do you think? Or
no, if anybody's willing to sponsor us, please get in touch either through you, Bob, yeah, or through our website, which is billericayrotary.org.
Yep.
Easy to find. If anybody wants any banners, please contact us. Contact at billericayrotary.org, and that will reach us, and we'll come back to you sort of as quickly as we possibly can.
Fantastic. All right. Well, we'll put those details on our website later on, put some links through to your website if anybody is interested in sponsoring. Okay, so turning to the day itself, it's on Bank Holiday Monday, the 7th of May. Where and when does it take place?
It starts at 9 o'clock in the morning. Gates open at 9. We do a trial run about 9:30 just to make sure that everything is okay, the jumps are in the right position.
Right.
People can negotiate the chicane without tripping over too badly. And the first race should start about 9:45.
Right.
And we do about 3 hours of racing. We then have an hour's lunch break, which allows the spectators to get a bite to eat and have a drink.
Yep.
And then we do a second run from about 1:45 through to 4:45, 1/4 hour break while we look and collate the results. And 5 o'clock, hopefully, should be the prize giving.
Yeah, lovely.
And this year, we've introduced an electronic timing system. So rather than just using stopwatches, we can use a button and a display screen. And hopefully, we'll be able to announce the times that each team have achieved shortly after they finish their run.
Fantastic.
Well, last year, the crowd were a bit in the dark and not really knowing
right.
who was winning.
Yeah, well, that's added interest. It's getting like the Olympics, isn't it? It's good. Yeah. So how much does it cost?
To enter?
For people to come along and watch.
To come along, if you buy in advance, then prices are reasonably cheap.
Yep.
It's £3 for an individual,
yep,
or it's £10 for a family ticket, which is 2 adults and 2 children.
Yeah.
They can be bought online. If you go to www.rcbsoapbox.co.uk,
right.
RCB is Rotary Club of Billericay.
Okay, yeah.
Or alternatively, we're in Billericay High Street every Saturday morning from about 10. You can buy tickets from us. And we have a number of outlets. If we've got time, I'll
yes,
just run through
course.
Them.
Yes, of course. Yeah, please.
There's Anna's Newsagents in Radford Way, yeah, the Railway Pub, Slip Discs,
yep,
in the High Street, Fisher Jones and Greenwood, the solicitors, All Creatures Great and Small,
yep,
and Ashton and Charters Estate Agents, and at the bottom of Western Road, Sellers News Agents.
Brilliant. Well, well done to all those local businesses who are supporting the event. So it's all centred around Sun Corner, isn't it? And the carts go down the hill towards Mount Nessing Road, I think it is, yeah?
Yeah, Western Road.
Western Road, that's right, yes. What about parking? Is there a good place to park, or is it just the local area? People have got to find a place to park.
Generally, people haven't had any difficulty parking in
right.
the local area.
Okay, lovely.
We haven't had to make any particular arrangements. They're obviously the usual town car parks.
Yeah, yeah, brilliant. Okay, well, I know Rotary does some great work, and I hope all goes well for the Soapbox Derby, and you have a great successful day on Bank Holiday Monday, and let's hope that the weather's like this.
I certainly hope yes. so, Bob, yes.
So, Peter Green and Les Shepherd, thank you so much for coming in today, and as I say, we'll get all of that up on the Phoenix FM website later on today.